Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Carlos, welcome to Chicago. This is it. Six games to go. How are you feeling?
Yeah, this is it, right? You know, there's no looking back. I think it's just whatever we need to do today to win a baseball game, and then we worry about tomorrow. And, you know, that's how we are going to approach these last six games here.
I know that it's different than other sports. You're not out there in the clubhouse getting guys going, but did you have a message? Is there a message that you wanted to get across to these guys as you head to these final six games?
Yeah, I think it's just more like individual conversations, a small group type deal. You know, they know where we're at, you know, and I don't think this is new for them. You go back to last year, going to the last week of the regular season, and we're pretty much on the same spot. Yeah, different feeling for some reason, but we still like our chances in understanding that we have a really good opportunity in front of us if we go out there and have a really good week.
Saw the lineup today. Obviously, some changes in there with Brandon Nimmo in center and Starling Marte playing left. But the thing that kind of jumped out, too, is that's an offense that looks like it could score a lot of runs. What went into the decision-making to get those kind of guys in there?
Yeah, I think it was a lot of everything, right? We see Horton kind of like neutral, so I wanted to get some of our righties in there. Marte feeling really good with his knee. To a point where, hey, playing in the outfield today, facing two lefties the next couple of days, so there's a chance he'll DH those two. But since he's recovered from the knee that he's been dealing with pretty much the whole year and understanding where we're at. So there was a lot that went into the decision, but I felt like, you know, this was our best night for today's game.
I think it was actually here last year that Marte hurt his knee. I don't know why that just popped in my head, but it did. Brandon Nimmo in center field today. I know that maybe it's a knock on some defensive runs saved in the metrics, but does this outfield allow for, I guess, a little more leeway because it is maybe a little tighter playing the outfield?
Yeah, 100%. You know, you got a little bit of smaller outfield in there, and you never know how the wind's going to be playing. If it's playing it blowing in, like, you know, there's – you're going to be able to catch a lot of the fly balls. So, but I think it's just us or me giving the team a chance to score some runs early, and then we'll make some in-game move.
Obviously, right now it's kind of Mets versus Mets, but let's talk about the Chicago Cubs, who are playoff bound. They're not going to win their division, but they're fighting themselves for the top wild card spot, so they're motivated absolutely to hold on to home field advantage. What do you know about these guys since you saw them in May?
Yeah, really good team that already clinched, and they're still playing for something, which home field advantage during that wild card. And obviously coming off a bad series against the Reds, you know, they can play defense. That's the one thing. When you look around that defensive alignment, you got potential gold glove winners in at least four or five positions there. So that helps, and it says a lot about their record. They got off to a really good start offensively, struggle after the second half. Tucker not in the lineup, obviously. But they're still a team that, you know, they can hit the ball out of the ballpark. They are aggressive, running the bases, play really good defense. And they mix and match with some of the bullpen guys that they got there. So, yeah, good team, and we got to be ready.
David Peterson last year made a lot of starts for you that were big boy starts in a sense down the stretch. What was your message to him today?
Go be yourself. You know, he knows where we at, obviously. The importance of him giving us a quality start to kind of set the tone for the whole week is going to be important. So he understands, and we're counting on him.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
You got it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.